U.S. President Donald Trump says his Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is wasting his time negotiating with North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un. Trump mocked Kim Jong-un's nuclear weapons program, where else, on Twitter, calling him Little Rocket Man again. He then went on to say the U.S. would do what has to be done. Well, Simon Marks is in Washington and joins us now live for the latest on this. Good to speak to you, as always, Simon. So it wouldn't be a Sunday without a Donald Trump tweet storm, but he's just ramping it up every time he goes to his phone, isn't he?
Kamali, it wouldn't be any kind of a day without a Donald Trump tweet storm. And he's not just mocking Kim Jong-un in these latest tweets regarding North Korea. He's also, some would argue, mocking his own Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson. You know, it was only late last week that Rex Tillerson disclosed that there have been some kind of back-channel communications underway between the United States and North Korea. State Department correspondents have spent the weekend trying to understand through what channels those communications have been taking place. But here is President Trump, Rex Tillerson's boss, pulling the rug out from beneath the Secretary of State and essentially saying any kind of discussions with the North Koreans are, as he puts it on Twitter, a waste of time. And he is indicating once again, as he put it today, that he is ready to do what must be done. A clear indication that he's still contemplating military action against Pyongyang. Remember, he's saying all of this just a few days after he stood next to the Spanish Prime Minister here in Washington, D.C., and said the military option was not his preferred option. Now, a few days later, Donald Trump upping the ante once again.
This is classic back and forth. And of course, it's worth remembering, this comes as Rex Tillerson is in China trying to negotiate a deal that'll help get the Chinese to help in this tension between the two countries. Now, Donald Trump says that all options are on the table, that anything can happen, but are we thinking he's seriously considering a military option against the North Koreans? Surely that would be the worst idea possible.
There's no question that he's been talking extensively about the military strike that he's considering against North Korea. In the past, he's threatened to bring fire and fury to the peninsula like the world has never seen before. He's described America as locked and loaded. He said in his very controversial speech to the United Nations General Assembly a few days ago that he is ready, if necessary, to destroy North Korea. Not just the North Korean regime, mind you, but destroy the entire country. And of course, the North Koreans have argued that that threat is tantamount to a declaration of war by the United States on North Korea. By doing this now, while Rex Tillerson is in China negotiating President Trump's next meetings with Xi Jinping, trying to advance America's desire for the Chinese to put more leverage on the North Koreans in a bid to make them step back from the nuclear brink, Donald Trump is essentially communicating to the Chinese leadership that Rex Tillerson is not his own man.
Absolutely. Okay, Simon in Washington, thank you.